Blog Talk Radio.
Things they weren't doing, like the injustice
that they created, that they built their laws on, the superiorism they showed toward the people that were not like them, the favoritism that they showed toward themselves, and it was many, many other things that they proceeded to implement into their minds and into their worlds. And when they did this, they never looked back to see if what they were doing was the right thing. This is a healthy country. Now, mind you, everyone from around the world was looking at this country and wanted to a piece of it. So you have all these people that wanted to get here, because if they could only get to America, there wouldn't be any problems. If they could only get to America, they could be free and not have to worry about the racism, the favoritism, the injustice, and the superiorism. And for some, that worked. And for others, it has not. Now, I guess you say, well, what do you mean when you say they need a 12-step program in order to fix all of this stuff? Well, when you look at the 12-step program, it reads this way. It says, the first thing you have to do is admit that you have no control over this, said earlier, the laws in which it's built under. This is what they think. They think that these laws, because they created these laws, that they're in stone, that this is the way it's going to be. And this is the way it is, and nothing can just come along and change it. So the first step of the program is that you have to admit that there is a problem, and that this country, if they don't do something about the problem, that it's going to become unmanageable. Now the second step, believe that there's a power that's greater than yours. You have to believe that the power greater than you can restore you to the way that you were supposed to be. If you build a great country and you say you believe in it and it's supposed to be one for all and all for one, the land of the free and the brave, then you have to admit that it's not what you said it was, that it's not the country that you... And then you have to believe that there's a power greater than yourself that could restore you back to what you want this country to be. When you say God bless America, this is what you have to believe. But first you have to admit that America needs blessing. You can't take prayer out of school, but you still have God mentioned on the penny, God mentioned on your money, prayer out of school. Now that's step two. Step three is you have to make a decision to turn your will into our will, meaning that it's not about what the forefathers wanted and what they wrote in the laws and to the Declaration of Independence and all the different things that the forefathers wrote. You have to make a decision that is not about what you want. It's about what God wants. And you have to hand this country over to God, to men. You have to take the equation of the men part out of it. See, they think it's a game. You know, they go to war, and they think it's a game. Oh, if we don't like what that country does, well, we'll do this, we'll do this. And they can't build anything greater than us. They can't do anything greater than us. If they do, we'll just build this, and we'll just do this. It's not about that. It's not about having wars with each other. It's about building a country that you can be proud of, as you want people to respect, sweet land of liberty, land where my fathers died. When you recite the Pledge of Allegiance, when you recite God Bless America, when you recite these different things, listen to the words. Are we living up to these words? And then there's step four. You make a fearless moral inventory of yourself. Can't even talk about racism in this country without people saying that it's something we shouldn't be worried about, without people saying, oh, it's no problem. Racism really doesn't exist. We're in a post-racial country now. You guys are just overreacting. Nobody wants to talk about it. Yet it's easy to talk about people that are ridiculed because they're gay. That seems to be the talk now. You know, gay people and immigration. But nobody wants to talk about what this country was on, and that is racism. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about who was here when America was supposedly discovered and what they did to those people when they came in and took this country over and they decided to make laws to say that you're this race, you're that race, and how they were going to treat the individual races. And when they decided to go to Africa and bring over the African Americans to put them into enslavement here, the morals that this country kind of lost along the way. And step five is admit to God and yourself and to another human being the exact nature of your wrongs. Now, one thing I must say, I was very proud of President Obama when he went before the UN and he spoke. And he talked about how he knows that the other countries are looking at us and asking, why do we have all these racist issues in this country and how can we go to other countries and tell them what to do and how to do and how to treat their neighbor and how to treat each other when we have all these issues right here in this country. When we're mistreating people simply because of the color of their skin right here in this country. So until we're able to do that, we won't be able to heal. Now step six is, until we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, we have to examine our defects. First, we have to own up to it and understand that we need a program. We need fixing. Then we have to admit what these problems are. And we have to allow God to come into our lives and fix these problems. And we have to understand that only God can remove these defects. I hear people say love can conquer it all. Yes, it can. But you can't have love without God. Seven, we have to ask God to remove our shortcomings. Humbly remove them. We have to go to God in humility and humble ourselves and recognize our shortcomings. Recognize that we don't have all the answers. Recognize that we don't do everything right. Recognize that we've got a long way to go. Recognize that our country is failing in many, many ways. Failing our school systems are failing our children. Our justice system is failing people of color and the poor. Our workforce, our job system is failing by allowing corporations to move their companies elsewhere. So we have a lot of things that we're dealing with that are shortcomings. And if we don't fix it, it will only become worse. Step eight. Make a list of all the persons we have harmed and become willing to make amends with them all. America doesn't want to do that. They don't even want to talk about slavery in a way that blaming themselves. You know, they have all these slave movies, but they don't really get to the core. And they have these movies as if they weren't the ones that did this. Oh, that was those people back then. We had nothing to do with that. They never, ever want to own up to it, but they are always pointing fingers at Hitler, at what he did to the Jews. They won't let you forget that. But they definitely act as if they had nothing to do with slavery, like that was just something that happened in that time, and we're just supposed to forget about it. And they promised us, restitution. We never got it. The Japanese got their restitution. Countries are here that we don't even realize that are getting their restitution. But slavery was the longest injustice that was ever done to anyone on this soil here in America. And yet they don't want to deal with it. It was the most horrific thing and the longest thing that was ever done by this country. But they act as if, number nine, make a direct amends to the people wherever possible. You have to do this. And you can't make these amends by injuring them or others, meaning you have to go and you have to mean it. And you have to understand what you're making amends to. So you can't just have this horrific, I'll call it a crime, because slavery was a crime that happened, and put it in the history book under one page. And you make these movies about it to say, we're sorry. You don't want to say, we apologize, and if there's anything we can do to undo this horrific crime. Because we all know that slavery has made a big difference on the African Americans here in this country. What happened to our forefathers has a lot to do with what is going on with us today. It has a lot to do with how it is divided. It laid the groundwork for a lot of the wrong and injustice things that are happening today. Number 10, continue to take personal inventory when you're wrong and promptly admit it. You know, Eric Holder took inventory on the police in the city of Ferguson, and he found out that they were wrong in many, many ways, and not only the city of Ferguson, but other cities as well across the country. But he laid out the proof. Yet we still have a mayor and other people in Ferguson that continue to say that his findings had no merit, that his findings weren't really real. And it amazes me to see a videotape of police choking a man to death, and then the verdict comes back that they did nothing wrong. So see, we're not taking inventory. We have it right in front of our face. We have the count. We have the numbers. We have the stats. But yet we sit here and we say, oh, statistics work well, and this is how we do this, and we create this number system and this mathematical system that shows you this and shows you that. But when it proves that they have to own up, tell you, oh, that's not the case. That's not what those numbers mean. That's not true. Well, those were people driving through Ferguson. That doesn't mean that 67% and 90-something percent are pulled over. That means you got to count the people driving through. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're driving through or not. If the majority of the people that they are pulling over and ticketing are black, that's a problem. Because all kind of people drive through Ferguson, white, black, all kind. So that makes the problem even worse if you're telling me that it's mixed with people that are driving through there, because that tells you you're only targeting African Americans. But that's another story. And then number 11, through prayer and meditation, you have to improve your consciousness. Contact with God. As we understand God, praying for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry it out. And as I said earlier, the issue is, can a man marry a man? Can a woman marry a woman? That's their biggest conversation. That's their biggest issue. And that'll tell you right there how far removed from God and prayer that they really are. And you don't, they don't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to have your religious space and to say that because of your religion you believe that it should be man and woman, because that's a big no-no. So they're removing themselves further than they need from God. And number 12, the final step in this 12th step is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. And then to practice these principles in all your affairs. So how are they going to have a spiritual awakening if they don't even want to admit the first step in the program is admitting that there is a problem? I'm sure when this country was, I'll say, first came into its enactment, that they did not want to be seen as a non-spiritual place. I'm sure the forefathers, in some form or fashion, wanted that relationship with God to be continued. They never thought it would be greed, superiorism, favoritism, that it would take over, and that that would be the main purpose that drives this country. When you stand and people salute the flag and the red, white, and blue, and they stand proud, what are they proud of in their hearts? What is it that they believe about this country? When they sing those songs, what do those words mean? When you look at a person that is going through the 12-step program, they're going through it because they realize that they are somebody and that there's greatness within them, but they need help to get back to that greatness. They're not going through it because they're nothing. They're not going through it because they don't think they're ever going to amount to anything. They're going through it because they believe in themselves and they believe in the higher power, God. They can help them get back to that greatness that they once were. And that's what I'm challenging America to do. Get into that 12-step program, America. Own up to who you really are. And let God guide you alone. You can't do it with a select few. For so many years, they've been used to only a select few controlling things and running things. And that select few, they don't want to give that up. They don't want to give that power up. And they don't understand that power was not real to begin with. It all comes from God. It's not anything that man can obtain and continue to have. Your being, your power, your spirituality, it all exists because of God. And the 12-step program helps you to see that because of America and its army, America and its borrowed money, America and its technology, America and its weapons. It's not because of that. It's because of its spirituality and of God. And they make someone put their hand on the Bible when they take office, and every day when the courts have their sessions, you have to put your hand on the Bible. But yet still around and within that court system, but you made that person put their hand on the Bible as if they're going to get justice through the eyes of God, when in fact the people within the system are so stuck on self and so drunk on power that they're not even listening to God. They're not even listening to what it was supposed to be like when they created the system. And they said, place your hand on the Bible. Do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Well, what is the truth? It is already divided before it can even begin. You already have two sides before you even begin. the defense prosecutor and the defense. So how are you ever going to get the truth if you got one lawyer over here that's paid to defend the truth, and you got another lawyer over here that's paid to prosecute the truth? And then you got the judge in the middle about morals and values. Doesn't seem to care that you placed your hand on the Bible. All it cares about is the system and how the system works. Plea deals, jail, more plea bargains. Well, the law says this, and this says this. This paper says this. What does God say? So I challenge this country to take the 12-step program and really own up to what is really happening. Where would it end? I do not know. All I know is that when you have a person out there that needs help, and there are a lot of people that need help, what do you tell that person? What do you suggest to that person? You let them know it can be helped, and things will change. Things will get better, but first you have to own up to it, and they will own up to its wrongs to make it better. So as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Want to be the land of the free and the brave? Please own up to your truth and get some help. So until next week, I'm signing out. And all I ask is that you stay true and be blessed and keep the coming, you guys. We all need it. Thank you.